This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Today on Radio Boston, we're going to be talking about marijuana laws across New England. From decriminalization in Massachusetts to medical marijuana dispensaries opening up in Rhode Island and Maine to efforts elsewhere to legalize it. Is the tide turning in favor of legal pot? And if so, is that a good thing? That's our talker today.
But first, today, Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Roderick Ireland is backing legislation that would affect the state's probation department. The agency has been reeling from reports of a widespread patronage scandal for nearly a year.
Efforts to reform the department are colliding with a power struggle between the various branches of government. Today, Ireland joined House Speaker Robert DeLeo in opposing Governor Deval Patrick's effort to take control of the troubled probation department.
WBUR's David Boeri is at the State House, and he joins us now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So what is the legislation that Chief Justice Ireland is supporting? What would it do?
Very simply, two things. It creates a civilian court administrator in the trial court, taking away from the judges the duty to deal with business aspects of things, to oversee and manage business aspects of things. It creates that civilian court administrator. And secondly, and to the point you were bringing up, it also goes to the probation, the process of the probation department. This bill would keep the probation department within the trial court. And specifically, it addresses the controversy and the scandal of hiring by removing the unilateral hiring power from the commissioner of probation. Anybody who wants to get a job or a promotion in the Department of Probation is going to have to take an exam and, importantly, have to pass the exam before going to the second process, which will be a thorough interview and background check. It also includes that background check also includes the requirement that whoever gets a letter of recommendation from a public official, whoever is connected either through friendship, donation, or blood to a public official, is going to have to disclose that. So it makes all that, the letter of recommendation, the connections, public record.
Friendship, donation, or blood, that seems to whittle down the prospective employees quite a bit here in Massachusetts.
It is best hiring practices, says Scott Harshbarger, who of course led the commission that looked at hiring practices at the probation department. He was here. It was an extraordinary display of support that DeLeo pulled together in the State House today.
Well, David, so the issue, one of the major issues, as you've pointed out, is that this bill would keep the probation department essentially in the judiciary. And that's different, if I understand correctly, than what Governor Deval Patrick wants, because he has his own proposal on how to fix the probation department, and that involves bringing it under his branch, the executive. Well, so what really does it matter where it is?
It matters. It certainly matters to the people here today. The philosophical difference is the probation department has always worked closely with judges. And to understand the process of each and every individual coming before the judge, the probation department is there. It works with the judges. The argument is made. They're in the best position to know, to understand the client that they're going to be supervising, that they could be dealing with. And of course, Patrick has wanted to bring it within his control to deal with some of the scandals and the practices. It's interesting. DeLeo kept on saying today we have two branches of state government standing together. And by the way, the fact that Supreme Court justices would be there as well as judges, but especially the SJC justices would be standing with him, is rather extraordinary. He kept on saying we have two branches of state government standing together to support the bill. Well, of course, there is a third branch, and that forgotten branch is run by a guy named Deval Patrick, who happens to be the executive. And this was a message to the executive that those people in that room, a lot of judges, even sheriffs, believe that the Department of Probation should stay in the trial system, that they should work and do work best with inmates when they're in the trial system working alongside judges.
Well, so David, as you mentioned, I mean, it is not that often that an SJC chief would go across the street to the State House and stand in the legislature. So, I mean, what is Ireland saying by doing this? Is this one issue that important for the SJC?
They obviously think so. And what he was even asked the question whether this was a violation somehow of separation of powers. And you have to understand that the judiciary and the legislature have been at odds for years. It's the first time they've been together. And, of course, part of the scandal at the probation department, really what it came about because, of course, the legislature was strong-arming the judicial system to get their favored employees in. But the justice said this is the way it should work. With the reform legislation that they have in mind, it will work better that way. But that philosophically, it works much better when the probation department is working in the court system. And there are, despite the scandals of hiring, there are some very effective probation departments assigned to certain courts that have shown themselves to be effective in the past.
WBUR's David Bowery at the State House today. Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome, Meghna.